church? What is going on here? So I had my time of doubting. I don't think I actually shook my hand in the face of God, because some of these verses were already familiar to me, and I kept going over them. Now, what possible good could come out of this? May I give you three things that came out of this experience for me? The first off was evangelism. I had been working on a guy named Bruce Cozad. I said, you need to accept Christ as your Savior and commit your life to Him and be baptized and be a part of our church fellowship. But he'd had a resistance. I'm just not ready yet. But we were friends in every way we could in that community. Well, about the second day or third day I was in the hospital, Bruce called. And he said, I just want you to know, I've made my decision. I've told the Lord that if He'll let you live, I'll be baptized and join your church. And I thought to myself, now, Lord, what kind of outreach program is this? I mean, I've heard of friendship evangelism and those sorts of things, but this? But I'm here today to tell you that Bruce and his wife both made professions of faith in Christ. I had the privilege of baptizing them in Lake Travis out there west of Austin, and they are serving the Lord today in the church. So that's at least one good outcome, I suppose, that could come out of that. But there's a second one, and that is what it did to me. Oh, I had done my fair share of hospital visitation before this had happened, but I had never been in the hospital against my will before. And so this did something to my bedside manner. I am much more able now to empathize with people who are in the hospital because I've been there myself. Isn't that what the scripture says? You can now comfort others with the comfort that you have received. So it made me a better pastor. Looking back on it, I'd say, I couldn't have learned that in any other way, and if that's what it took, okay. But then there was a third thing that happened to my character. Not only did it make me a better pastor, it made me a better person. If you had asked me before that experience if I was a racist, I would say no. Well, I believe all men are created equal. Everybody deserves equal opportunity. And when I look at a person, I don't look at them as male or female. I try to look into their soul and connect with that. The color of a person's skin does not affect me in the least. That's what I would have told you. But then I had something happen to me. I was unable to even lift a fork to put things in my mouth. So I was fed by others. I could not go to the bathroom, so I was catheterized. I was wiped by others. I was fed by them, cared for them by others, bathed by others. My sheets were changed by others. Everything that happened to me was done by others. But those others were mostly what we would call people of color, mostly black, mostly Hispanic. Most of them earning just minimum wage or a bit above that. None of them owning a car. I own two. Most of them just walking to work from a nearby tenement or housing project, yet displaying the most servant's heart to me, taking care of me. As you can imagine, those people became very good friends of mine over the weeks to come. And I found myself coming out of that experience less of a racist than I was. Because you know what? I think before I went in the hospital, I was just neutral toward people who were not of Caucasian ancestry. But when I came out of the hospital, I became more positive in deliberately wanting to reach out to all people. It put me in the positive category of race relations instead of just being neutral. So that now I have my own private little affirmative action program going on. I don't depend on the government to make up for that. I try to do it myself. I will seek out people of color. In Texas, a lot of Hispanics as well as blacks. And I reach out and embrace them with joy and with eagerness. Would that have happened had I not been through that experience? Maybe not. So in my life, some good can come out of it all. Well, what I've tried to do today is trace not the scarlet thread through the Bible, as W.A. Criswell made a famous sermon about, but what I would call the golden thread through the Bible. That God wants to develop our faith, and to do so, He may have to take us through a time of testing. I don't know if I've convinced you today to be looking forward to final exams in a few weeks, But I hope that as you view them, maybe I've moved you a little closer to seeing the good that could come out of them, and not only the final exams of academic life, but the testings, the trials, the temptations that come our way. God wants us to respond positively, not only for what it will do in our lives, but for the message it sends to all around us, not only as a witness, but as the angels watch and rejoice that God's word is true. A final thought. As we face the exams of life, we don't do them just on our own, just mustering up spiritual courage. The exams we face, we can take open book. Is that not what the psalmist said? Is that not what David said when he said, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I won't sin against you"? So we give ourselves to the word. That's why you're here, so that we might not sin. And then we have one other thing going for us as well. And in Titus, we're told that the Holy Spirit has come into our lives to teach us and equip us to say no when we should, and to say yes when we should also. Let's bow in prayer, may we? Father, we thank you for your word that gives us your perspective on the issues of life. Father, as we all take seriously the thought that it's not if but when testings and trials will come, when they do, we pray that we might have the attitude of Jesus Christ, who did not, even though he shrank back for a moment from the cross, saying that if it were possible, let the cup pass, nevertheless was willing to submit to his will, your will for his life. May we do likewise. As obedient children, may we in faith respond as you would have us respond. Strengthened by your Holy Spirit, empowered to do things that in our own strength we could not, we desire to walk humbly before you, walking in faith. So through the rest of this day and the days to come, we pray that we might be more conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.